What's going on, everybody? It is time for the Big Foodies.
Yeah.
That's right. That is BB Shay. I am Biggie. That is Matt. We are presented by Berkey Orthodontics. Thank you, as always, to them for all your orthodontic needs.
Yes. Go check them out.
That's right. Coming to you live from the Marco's Kitchen Studios. And I think, this is a throwback Big Foodies episode. This is Chef Boyardee time.
Chef Boyardizzle.
Now, something, let's just get this out of the way. I was a little surprised. BB Shay, not a Chef Boyardee guy.
Well, okay, no. Never had Chef Boyardee.
I'm just shocked. I mean, this was just a staple to me growing up. That it was.
Never had it. I can't really speak on whether I like it or not because I've never had it.
Well, that's good. Well, I'll tell you, I've had all of these, but two of these are brand. Well, I'm sorry, I've had four of these. Two of these I've never even knew they made.
Okay. Same thing.
And that's, which we're just going to start out. Chicken Alfredo.
Okay. Didn't know it existed.
I did not know that existed at all.
And I want to apologize to BB Shay because when you announced to us that you'd never had Chef Boyardee, I did the same thing that people do to me when they hear there's something I've never had. I'm like, yes,
what?
You have.
Yeah,
that's it. I just said I have.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Yes, you have.
I understand. No, I mean, I understand that this is a big part of people's childhood, but that's just something that we didn't eat growing up, you know? I mean,
I'll tell you, so I have a weird thing, too. I'm okay with canned beef.
Yeah.
I have a weird thing with canned chicken.
Understandable.
Oh, okay.
Like, you can give me meatballs or anything, like spaghetti and meat, which we have the Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs. I'll eat a meatball all day. Canned chicken freaks me out. So, like, I see right here, I'm going to take a bite right away is the chicken.
What about chicken noodle soup?
Weird.
You're iffy on chicken noodle soup?
Chicken's weird.
No.
Really? You don't like it?
Hell no. Ugh.
It's not as bad as I would have thought, actually.
Y'all eat the same thing I mean.
I'll be honest, you know what? It tastes like maybe you're making your own Alfredo sauce. It tastes like jar Alfredo sauce.
Yeah.
So to me, it's not that bad.
The chicken tastes like
it's canned chicken.
You get in a chicken noodle soup.
Yeah. The worst part is the chicken, frankly. Overall taste, though, I don't have a problem with it.
It's fine.
Okay.
Are you making your own Alfredos? Like, I'm used to us. Like, if I'm making chicken Alfredo, I'm buying a can of jar of Ragu Alfredo.
I've made my own Alfredo sauce,
Well, that's. See, you're bougie.
I mean, I don't know. That just does not taste good to me. I don't know.
Oh, well, if you thought that was bad.
I was going to say, I hope this isn't
you
like
just
a...
wait.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'll tell you what. Surprised, actually. I was expecting way worse.
So was I.
This is, now this is a staple right here.
The ravioli.
The ravioli.
Not the mini ravioli.
No, the real.
Adult size ravioli.
Here you go, BB Shay.
All right. And let me tell you. This is a straight-up fat man confession. We should have, like, a sound drop when we do these.
Ba-bong.
Whenever I have this in my pantry, and I'm like, oh, here it is, I never take the time to microwave it.
You just eat it out of the can.
I straight-up open a can of Boyardee, and I just get the spoon, and I go straight from the can. It's probably terrible for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong here. Let me say this. You can taste the sodium. Mm. I mean, this is, you can taste the sodium in this. Mm. Like, this is nothing but preservatives. Man, but I'll tell you, Chef Boyardee, the one thing I love about you, it's not really changed. You haven't changed the recipe.
Yeah.
No. Keeping it true.
You're okay with that?
Fine. Yeah. I love ravioli. There's nothing wrong with ravioli, honestly. I mean...
Man, you're going to taste a lot of similarities in that and some of these other pasta.
I have a feeling, because the pasta makes exactly
the same.
The same sauce.
So,
well, while we're on it then, let's go to this, which
lasagna.
I'm intrigued by. Lasagna.
Now, I've had this, and I'll tell you, again, I love it. still to this day.
I don't know that I ever grabbed the lasagna Chef Boyardee.
I think I've had, except the, which we'll try, the macaroni and cheese and the chicken Alfredo, I've had all these.
So it's more difficult to eat.
So did y'all used to like have these packed in your lunch at school or whatever?
No.
Just a home thing.
No, it was just a home thing. This was a quick like weekend lunch for my mom.
Sure.
Like here.
Get a sandwich.
A little different taste.
Sweeter.
Sweeter taste, but good. I like it. I haven't had it in a while, but it brings back that
same... It's a really sweet sauce. I like the noodles are cooked al dente.
Absolutely.
I noticed that straight away.
Everything's al dente. It's amazing. Who's your main chef? Mr. Boyardee. What do you think, BB?
It's not bad.
Yeah. Now, the next one, personal favorite. And actually, here's a fat man confession. I still eat this.
Yeah.
I still to this day, if I'm in the store and I walk by it, I'm like, oh, hell, I'm getting a can of that. Beefaroni, man.
Beefaroni.
And beefaroni, to me, has a different taste than the others.
I used to make this for my son when he first started eating food, solid foods like this.
I love
beefaroni. And I would pray that he couldn't eat it all.
I love beefaroni.
Like, don't finish it. Daddy wants to finish it.
Daddy needs his beefaroni,
son. Daddy, finish your beefaroni.
I love everything about this. I love the noodles. Al dente.
It's a thicker, chewier noodle.
Big time. That's what I love. What do you think, BB?
Not a big fan of this one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a different sauce. Now, I will say, this is not a sweeter. It's nothing sweet in this sauce.
Not a big fan of this one.
Oh, I love it. I love the noodles.
It is interesting, the difference in the sauce there.
Oh, yeah.
I was expecting more similarities.
Yeah, canned beef. Love it.
Well, let's leave the spag for last.
Okay. Leave the classic.
Yeah. And let's go with this mac and cheese.
This is surprising. I did not know they
Are y'all going to want any more of this?
No, you can get rid of it.
Don't throw it out.
Okay. Matt's
For the love of God, don't throw it out.
Eat the beefaroni.
You can throw the chicken Alfredo out. Don't throw the other stuff.
I'll tell you, this is a good-looking mac and cheese.
You know, if this were just served straight up in a bowl
anyone would know.
You know, he was pouring that out of the can, Matt was. And I was like, that's a good-looking mac and cheese.
It is. It would actually be fun to serve this at a holiday. And, like, put it in a crock pot and let it kind of bake. Mm-hmm. And let it get, you know, maybe throw some cheddar cheese on top.
If somebody goes, oh my God.
What if
God.
You put, like, some breadcrumbs over the top and then toasted them?
Yeah.
You would think it was a gourmet mac and cheese.
Who made the mac and cheese? Chef Boyardee, baby.
I'm gonna be honest, that's trash.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's real bad.
Too runny. Nope.
Sorry, chef. That definitely looks a lot better than it tasted. BB, I don't even think you need to say anything. he's on to the next one.
On to the spag.
Now this, I'll tell you, I've had... It wasn't my childhood, like, go-to, though.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you get a meatball.
Yeah, everybody's got to get a meatball.
Yeah, that's key. So this is a little to me. I'd still rather have beefaroni or lasagna.
And I wanted to hit you guys with this little Chef Boyardee trivia. Of all six of these items that we've had now, what do you think has the most calories?
I would think it would be, because of the richness involved in it, with cream and everything, I would think it'd be the chicken Alfredo.
I was going to say the same.
Okay. The chicken Alfredo has the least, and it's not even close.
Really?
What? Okay.
Chicken Alfredo, 190 calories.
For the can?
Only one other is below 300.
Shut up.
No wonder it sucks so bad.
Hey.
All right. So, Chef Boyardee Chicken Alfredo, 190 calories for the can. That's the lowest amount.
I'm going to say the beef ravioli.
Beef ravioli, 320 calories. There's three more.
I bet we're about to eat one of them.
Spaghetti is number one, 410 calories for the spaghetti.
Why? What is the thing that...
I don't know. The mac and cheese and the beefaroni are 350, ravioli 320, lasagna 270.
Man, it's the same thing. It's literally the same stuff.
I'll tell you, it's the same
thing. The spaghetti and meatballs, again, same taste as when I was a kid.
Oh, God.
Now, the meatball's the kicker.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No.
He's crying.
It's so bad.
Oh, it's so...
No,
you're
not.
You, you lived such a perfect childhood.
The exact opposite, but oh so my privileged. God. And meatball is terrible.
Well, yeah.
It's came out of a can.
It's not. This isn't. Look, let me say this. Just because it says Chef Boyardee doesn't mean a chef was surely involved in each pan.
You were not the kid that got the taco Lunchable.
No.
Thought, oh, this tube beats real.
Oh, of course not. But at least it had some good flavor. That was terrible.
No, it's
and not. Even my 12-year-old palate would have thought that that was terrible.
No, it's
well,
not.
That's the problem. Yeah. Better you're a bougie 12-year-old.
Golly, man.
So extra.
Okay, so let me say this. What would you say was your number one?
The beef ravioli.
Okay.
The ravioli in itself is cool.
Okay.
The meatballs sucked. The mac and cheese sucked. The chicken alfredo sucked. I don't even know what the lasagna. It's not even layered. You can't even call it lasagna.
Where's the regatta? What is it? That'd be BB Shay. That's 12-year-old BB Shay. There's not even regatta.
There's no mozzarella.
And then the damn
everyone else in the lunchroom is like, shut up and eat your freaking lasagna.
And then what was this?
Beefaroni.
Beefaroni.
Trash too.
All right, well, let those of us who've actually beefaroni is my number one. I'm gonna go lasagna 2, spaghetti and meatballs 3. I'll tell you that macaroni is bad.
Yeah, beefaroni number 1, spaghetti and meatballs number 2, beef ravioli 3, then lasagna, then the chicken alfredo, and then mac and cheese. I would rather eat the bowl.
Yeah, I think
that's.
I'll tell you the alfredo and the mac and cheese. Chef Boyardee, stick to what you know.
Put tomatoes in your sauce.
Or don't. Shut down the whole operation.
No, because some of us still enjoy it.
And they even branched out to other stuff, too. They've got, like, a chicken and rice.
Oh, do they now?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I'll tell you what would be nice to have after a nice meal of Chef Boyardee. A little Berry Patch ice cream.
Milkshake.
Yep.
Now that, I can tell you, real quality ingredients.
Very
right
real.
There.
Exact very opposite quality. Of what we just made.
Yes, exactly.
It's not processed. It's not preserved.
It's fresh. They have fresh produce there. They have so much more there at the Berry Patch. And, you know, I always say this, and it's true. When you're coming home from Myrtle Beach, where a lot of us all visit, you see it right there, the world's biggest strawberry. Swing in, make it your last vacation treat, some fresh ice cream, fresh produce. They're the best. Thank you, Berry Patch, for supporting us. So
thank you.
And if you want, we can bring you down some cans of Chef Boyardee when we come visit.
Hey!
Except this guy.
Yeah, leave mine at the house.
Well, this was I love these episodes where he's like this. It's my favorite.
It was trash.
It's all bad.
How much trash people eat?
It's called lasagna, but it doesn't have regatta.
It doesn't.
It's not even layered.
It's not even layered.
What do you want?
Oh,
you want to have to cut this open and see the layers?
Yeah, hey, I want it to come out like dog food. Just pop! Slap on the damn bowl.
Oh, well, there we go, guys. Thank you, as always. You can, of course, check us out. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all podcasting platforms. Just search Big Foodies. We are there. We are the Big Foodies. We'll talk to you next time.